When Jeff Brady listed the Skagway News for sale about 5 years ago, he knew it might take a while. He envisioned a young couple taking a chance like he did when he started the paper in 1978. It was Brady's college-aged daughter who had to break it to him that it wasn't likely someone of her generation was going to be interested in taking over a biweekly newspaper in small-town Alaska.
But then she just kind of said, well, a lot of kids of my generation just are used to having things handed to them and aren't willing to take the kind of risks that you took. And I said, well, okay, I guess that's true, but damn, I still wish it would happen that way.
Eventually, a buyer did come forward, and the new owners are no strangers to Skagway. They are Jans Vandehorn and Chris Sorg. They own PR services in Whitehorse. Vandehorn has family in Skagway, and the company does business there. They print a variety of visitors' guides and produce websites for several local organizations. Brady calls them good friends. Brady was surprised when he visited them at their Whitehorse office last year, and they suggested they were interested in the paper. Here's Sorg.
And of course, Skagway really is a sister community to Whitehorse in some ways. So yeah, so really it was kind of an opportunity to deepen our roots in Skagway.
The newspaper industry has struggled for years, but Sorg says they go into the purchase knowing it may not become their most profitable business.
Whether the paper is a big money maker is not going to be make or break. So, you know, I think we're in it for the long, long haul, and we should be able to sustain that. And, we didn't purchase it with the idea that it's going to be a bonanza. A labor of love, you know, let's hope. I mean, that's the way it should be.
Brady says PR Services has the energy and resources he didn't have to take advantage of new revenue sources, like online advertising, that will help keep the paper viable.
You have to adapt, and running the print product takes a lot out of you just on its own, but I think, you know, making the web product better is what you need to do, but you also need to preserve the revenue stream, and with new owners, they'll be able to fix that.
Elise Giordano will remain a Skagway News editor and oversee the paper's editorial content. Katie Kolash will remain as advertising director and business manager. Brady plans to help out for the next year and take on the title Editor Emeritus. He'll even keep a desk at the newsroom for a while, but he says he wants to get out of the hectic cycle of being editor, publisher, writer, and everything else that goes along with running a small paper.
Once I hit my 50s, I just kind of came to a personal realization that I didn't want to, you know, run a newspaper anymore, basically. I really wanted to try other types of writing or get back to things that I was doing in college, and I just didn't have the energy for it anymore.
Brady will keep operating the Skagway News Depot bookstore and Lynn Canal Publishing. He will work on his novel and keep organizing the annual Northward Writers Symposium. He'll also continue producing the annual Skagway Alaskan Visitors Guide. That publication is a trove of the type of historical stories Brady likes to research and write about most. Brady's work on the Alaskan led to the publication of his book, Skagway, City of the New Century, 2 years ago. He's also excited for more time to hike, write, and work on his family's Dyea property. Brady says while he won't miss the schedule of running a newspaper, he'll miss talking with people and sharing their stories. But he says it won't be hard to keep up those relationships in Skagway.
But I'm just going to engage with them all at coffee in the mornings now. I don't have to write about them so much.
Brady remembers the people he interviewed for his first edition back in 1978. He says it is still one of the most memorable articles he's done. It was about moving Native graves from the old Dyea Townsite Cemetery away from the river. He had to be mindful of local Tlingit culture and navigate the newly arrived National Park Service bureaucracy as well.
Yeah, that stuff's still going on. It's amazing. But for a first big story, that was a pretty powerful one for me.
Readers will still be able to visit the Skagway News office above the bookstore on Broadway. Not much will change there. Brady has packed up a few things and taken down some photos. But there is one particular photo he left up. It's a picture of the only other person that shares the title Emeritus at the newspaper.
I left one of my favorite photos up, though, of Boyd Worley at Clean Sweep about 10 years ago when he was clean sweeping and they found a bong up by the border. I left that photo up because it's just hilarious. And he was our proofreader here for 20 years, too, so we left void.
The most visible changes to the Skagway News will be small design changes in the next issue, the first not under the ownership of Brady. It comes out on May 15th. Reporting in Haines, I'm Margaret Friedenauer.